Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mac, and today we're going to talk about what is going on with the 2027 regulations and why they have not yet been announced. Now, if you don't know, there are three main stakeholders when the regulations are being discussed, and they are Dorna as the sporting organizer. There is IARTA, which realistically is the association of all GP teams. And then there's the MSMA, which is the Motorcycle Sport Manufacturers Association, i.e. the manufacturers. They all have agreed that from the beginning of 2027, we need to have new regulations based around the following areas. Firstly, safety, where they want to pay particular attention to top speeds, as they are now reaching 370 kilometers an hour, and manufacturers believe this is too fast. Also, the associated aerodynamic conditions that are happening when traveling at these speeds. Secondly, is the escalating costs of development. Even with the current stable set of rules and regulations, huge budgets go into the constant development and testing teams. The same applies to the increasingly complex aero packages, which are now being produced in cooperation with Formula One teams. And finally is the sporting spectacle. The aim is to prevent MotoGP of the future from falling into disarray and going down the dreary lines that Formula One did for quite a while. Now, as we know, these discussions have all been taking place strictly behind closed doors, but Dorna's chief technician a couple of weeks ago came out and said, as long as there is no official agreements, then there can be no communication made to the public. Now, one of the major sticking points that I've been made aware of is something that is called the development freeze agreement. Now, it is common when a regulation change is coming up that the current spec of bikes or cars would be frozen. So this would mean that there would be no further development. And my understanding is that Ducati, KTM and Aprilia all approved that there would be no more development of the 2025-2026 engines, and that any new development that would take place would be on the new 850cc engine, for example. However, Yamaha and Honda had a very, very different view of this, and for the Japanese manufacturers, they were basically saying, you know, realistically, if we agree to this, then 2026 and 2027 will be 0 points also, because they're not going to be able to close the gap within 1 year. Now, within the MSMA, all manufacturers have to agree, or if it is a rule change like this, they go with the majority. Now, the majority was 3-2 on the engine freeze, so therefore it was agreed. However, where this now gets complicated is Aprilia have now changed sides. And the reason that they have decided and opted not for the engine freeze is because they believe, in their opinion, that there is scope and it's unavoidable that they can develop in the next 2 years. Now, this unexpected move has resulted in the negotiation cards having to be brought back to the table again. And realistically, everything is being held up and it's quite heated now, because everything was agreed, is my understanding. But it is now going to be back to the table again to renegotiate. Now, the major problem here is time is ticking, you know. Realistically, we're 2.5 years away from the 2027 MotoGP season. Realistically, they will have to have bikes on the track in the end of 2026. So doing a complete new engine and a new set of technical regulations in just 2 years is cutting it fairly tight. So, you know, I think everyone needs to pull the finger out here and have a serious discussion. But right now, as of shooting this video, there is no technical regulations for 2027. Time is ticking on, and it's likely, if it's not resolve within the next couple of weeks, we could be actually pushing the regulation to 2028. But I would definitely love to know your thoughts. What do you actually think is going on with the teams behind closed doors? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.